This is a CHLI News Update. The Old City Corridor gets funky with a debut tailgate party from the Sounds of Summer concert series. The event will bring a full outdoor concert experience with the help of local food trucks and vendors, celebrating Vancouver Island's music talent with a diverse lineup of live music, blues, folk funk, modern rock, and DJ performances. The Sounds of Summer began in Nanaimo in the 2010s as a small yearly summer concert series, and has grown since. The broad goal of the series is to bring together local musicians, businesses, tourists, and residents in the Old City Corridor to celebrate music and community. Angie Jones, the event producer for the Old City Corridor Business Association for this year's Sounds of Summer, is excited about the new tailgate event.
This had never been done in this way before, so truly we were just trying something brand new, and we were hoping that people were going to love this concept and this idea so that it could be something that we bring back and revitalize and do better for years to come.
This year marks the first time the concert series would close with a festival-style multi-artist tailgate event. Earlier this year, the series opened up with a kickoff party on Saturday, June 27th at the St. Andrew's Church Event Center. Since then, the series has been hosting weekly concerts around Nanaimo. Jones says they were trying to showcase a wider range of music throughout the series.
When we were picking the lineup for Sounds of Summer, we really honestly were truly just wanting to hone in on lots of different styles of music and just showcasing people that don't always get a stage.
Jones added that this year they wanted to highlight Vancouver Island musicians, including Mick Sheridan, the James Vickers Band, and Quadra Sound. Jones explains the choice of venue for the tailgate party.
Yeah, so St. Andrew's United Church obviously is right smack dab in the center and heart of the Old City Quarter. So this year we wanted to feature and highlight another Old City Quarter organization and make sure that we had a venue that would fit all of the people attending these performances. So it was just natural to go with St. Andrew's because the acoustics inside the building are so amazing. And for this particular show, for the tailgate, they have a huge, large parking lot right on Wesley Street where we could put food trucks and the DJ and a bar and all the things to make it a really fun evening.
She hopes the tailgate party will bring more people into the Old City Quarter, highlighting the neighborhood's businesses and community atmosphere. Nick Fascioni is one of the headlining artists, lead singer of Campbell River group Quadra Sound, who says the band plans to bring a high-energy finale to the series.
What we would bring to it is we're a great kind of final act just to really let all the rock and roll energy out, sort of high-intensity, very emotional moments, and so it'll be a nice little ribbon at the end of this awesome lineup.
Fascioni describes the band's sound as a blend of 70s classic rock, 90s grunge, and modern influences. The band has played together since childhood, slowly building up to what they are known for today. He explains what playing in Sounds of Summer's tailgate party means to him and the band.
It's awesome to be included, and it's also great that they reached out to us because of the traction we've been gaining the last year. You know, we've been growing a lot everywhere, but specifically on the island. So to have an event reach out to us and ask us to play it really means a lot because we just want to be part of the community. So an event like this is perfect.
Fascioni says the band's reach has gone beyond Vancouver Island, with recent singles receiving radio play across Canada. Many of their songs draw from growing up in Campbell River, but he says seeing listeners elsewhere connect with them has shown him those experiences can resonate beyond the island. As the band prepares for the event, Fascioni shares what he hopes people take away from the experience.
Be part of a community, be part of an event, a real thing outside with real people. You know, in this day and age, we all, it's so easy just to be stuck at home or view things through your phone and through social media, but like, this is a real human experience.
Sounds of Summer's tailgate party is set to close off the series this coming Saturday, August 29th, with the doors opening at 5 p.m. and the show officially starting at 6 p.m. Ticketing information is available on the Port Theatre's website. For CHOY Nanaimo, this is Luis Saba.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.